beautiful punk rock people. I hope you are doing great today. Welcome to the Punk Rocket Show, episode 110. My name is Émilie Plamondon. I live in Quebec City in Canada. I'm French-Canadian and I'm happy to be your host once again and to offer you a new episode. Today my guests are Ray and Sarah, drummer and lead singer of the skate punk band Drunk Tank from Netherlands. Ray is also one of the owner of Epic Merch Store, our sponsor. He's also a good friend of mine, and I love Sarah so much. You're gonna love to discover her if you don't know her already. I also have two recommendations for you today. The first one is for the melodic hardcore band Admeliora from Sweden, and the other one is for the pop punk band Back Home from Venezuela and Brazil. The show is starting now. Let's go! This episode of the Punk Rocket Show is brought to you by the label Iodine Recordings. Their catalog includes great punk, pop punk, and hardcore bands like Stretch Armstrong, The Iron Roses, Rebuilder, Dead Bars, and Her Head's on Fire, and many, many more. It's not complicated. All the bands on Iodine Recordings are a great fit on this podcast, and the label is run by great humans with good values. Oh, and if you're a vinyl lover like I am, check their selection of gorgeous colored LPs. Thank you so much, Iodine, for supporting this podcast. Check the show notes or visit iodinerecords.com and enjoy this episode. Hello, hello. I hope you had a wonderful week since the last episode.
Yeah, it's fine.
I had a great week and also a week full of emotions because I finally adopted Piccolo. So I started to talk about it last week, so you can check the last episode. So I told you that I went to see him, but I went back home without him because he was having some health issues and I wanted to read about it and get more information before taking a decision. So the next day, on the Sunday, I spoke to the shelter veterinarian health team, and they told me that it was pretty manageable, so I'll have to make him have a teeth job, but it's not urgent, and he can have a very beautiful life with a special urinary food, which is not a big deal for me. I know it's more expensive, but I can't afford that.
Bragging is an interesting phenomenon.
And at first I thought he was having bladder stones, but it's not stones, it's crystals, so it's very more manageable than I thought. So I adopted him. He was a little shy, a little scared, but now we're getting to know each other with Scott, and he's so lovely, so cute, so nice, such a kind, shy, nice cat. He's adorable. He's having a lot of energy. He loves to purr and cuddle. He's a glutton.
Glutton.
I've never seen a cat eating like this. So I have to manage this. But I'm very happy I get back to the shelter and adopted him. Aww. But seriously, I can't believe that some people abandon him. And also that he was at the shelter for 2 months without anyone adopting him. That makes me so sad and angry. But I did. He's my sha now. Sorry, the rest of the universe, but he's mine. Scott and I are happy parents again. But we will never, never forget Metallica. We think about her all the time. We miss her, but our heart is big enough to have another one. Also, I wanted to apologize because last week I made a mistake. I said that the band Shoreline was from the US, but no, they're from Germany, so I'm sorry, guys. I should have listened to the interview I made with Becky again because she told me they were from Germany, but I forgot. I don't know. My brain was fucked up. It happens sometimes. It happens a lot. I wanted to share a message I received from my patron, Andy, from Australia. And I think it's something I want to do from time to time with people's consent, of course. But I receive great message all the time, and some of them, I should share them with you. So Andy wrote me, "I went to NoFX last Saturday and it was incredible, a long drive for me. 400 kilometers, but it's worth it. I went with my friend, the Astro Punk. By the way, I really want to interview this guy. And Andy too, like they could be both my guests on the podcast. We could talk about astronomy for hours. So, okay, so good seeing these guys again. The last time was 2006 when I also shared a vodka and cranberry with Fat Mike at an after party back in my non-sober days. Also saw Clowns. Now this band was incredible. Definitely going to see them again. And also they just got signed on Fat Records. Yeah, that's a great message. I love to hear about your experiences at shows and when you discover bands live, so feel free to slide in my DMs on Instagram. Andy is a patron, and we have also a new patron this week. It's Eki from Finland. I'm gonna read the message I received. I loved your episode about Escape from the Zoo. I have found multiple wonderful bands through your channel, and that's awesome. Thank you for your contribution into the scene. Well, thank you, Eki, for your contribution and to help me to finance this project. Someone on Instagram sent me a very interesting teaser video for an upcoming documentary. It's called Nothing Lasts Forever, and it's about Russian punk rockers moving to Georgia. The whole day after the beginning of the so-called military operation in Ukraine, the war, and Putin's mobilization order. Wow. I'm so stoked about it, and I really want to interview the director. So in a few months, he's probably gonna be my guest. I think it's so important to talk about those things. I shared the teaser on my Instagram stories. I got a lot of comments like, oh my God, this is going to be so interesting. And even if it's a very sad and probably scary topic and very heartbreaking, frustrating, I think it's important to know about punk rockers in those situations.
And now it's time for Punk Rock News with Emily Plamondon.
Okay, here are some news for you that I found on punknews.org, on some band social medias, and through, media, press emails, and newsletters. But first, a quick update about Iodine Recordings, our sponsors. They announced Volume 3 of their vinyl subscription service. That's so cool! And it's limited to only 50 spaces. So you receive all 14 new releases at a discount and free shipping. Iodine is also premiering the video documentary that celebrates the 30th anniversary of Quicksands and their album Slip, featuring Walter Schreifels of Quicksand, Norman Brannan of Texas Is the Reason, and many others, and it's available on the Iodine YouTube page. And don't forget that you can pre-order two new releases from Iodine right now. No Man, Glitter and Spit. I repunkmented them last week. So good. They are super hardcore. I really want to interview the lead singer, Maha, eventually. And you can also pre-order Unsufferable, self-titled debut 7-inch. This is all great stuff you can put in your ears. The ska punk band Call Me Malcolm. I love them. They just released a new song. The title is Dead Men Take No Pills. And it's going to be on their upcoming album Echoes and Ghosts, available on March 1st on Bad Time Records. And stay tuned because a video for this song will be released soon. I can't wait. The Venomous Pinks released a documentary called We Must Prevail, The Making of Vita Moors. It talks about the creation of their latest album, Vita Moors, and it's directed by Alexander Thomas. It features great people like Bad Cop, Bad Cop Lynn, Cameron Webb, Dan Palmer from Dead by Stereo, Stefan Beham of Zbam, etc. I'm excited to watch this for sure. Another thing that I'm very excited about is The Antiquines, they posted a video of Emily Bone, guitarist and lead singer, recording vocals, and I'm very pumped. I love her voice so much. I'm a huge fan, and I'm very excited to see them live at the Festival au Lac in Grimbay in June. They're amazing. I see them pretty often, and every time I'm shocked because they're so good. The band Snuff will release a new album in March, Off on the Charabanc. And it's going to be a mix of ska, punk rock, and folk. Yeah, so you'll have the typical, you know, ska punk rock songs. And a big part of the album will be acoustic songs. That's very interesting. Also, I discovered a new band recently. It's called Bad Egg. They're from Ontario in Canada. They're playing hardcore. And they released a very nice cover of the song Fuck the Border by Propagandhi. It's so good, so I'm excited to hear more about them, and I will definitely add them on my weekly playlist and maybe in a future Repunkmendation. And the last news of the day, but not the least, I am so happy to read that the Belgian band FOD released a new song and a video for A Thousand Shots, and their album The Once a Virgin Club will be out on April 5th on Sbam and Double Helix Records. Check this band if you like Green Day, Friends of Rome. Wow, you're gonna like them. Repunkmendation. The first Repunkmendation for today is for the band Admiliora from Sweden. It's an alternative melodic hardcore skate punk rock metal band. Yeah, they have a lot of influences, I think. They're from Sweden, but they also have musicians from Spain, Italy, and the Canary Islands. They released their album, A Story Untold, last September. It's really good. And one of my favorite songs on the album is Life. So let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Rock you, man. If you like merch as much as I do, I strongly recommend you the website epicmerchstore.com. They have t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, hats, long sleeves, and kids merch for more than 200 punk rock, ska, hardcore, and metal bands from all around the planet. So if you like bands like Good Riddance, The Dreadnoughts, Friends of Rome, After the Fall, Diesel, Boy, Crank, Straight Line, Polly, Randy, and many more, oh, they also have a Tony Slide tribute merch. They support smaller and bigger bands from all around the world. Plus, they ship worldwide, and you can have a flat rate shipping cost. Get your merch at epicmerchstore.com.
Interview.
And now it's time to listen to the interview I made with Sarah and Ray of the band Drunk Tank from Netherlands. We talked about how Ray and I met back in the days in Amsterdam. That was funny. Also, we talked about how Sarah joined the band because she's not the original singer. We also talked about her personal background, how their latest single, Kindle the Flame, was like therapy for Ray, how he changed his lifestyle since then, and many, many more. We talked about their projects, their last and future tours, etc., etc., etc. At the end of the interview, you're gonna listen to their song, Kindle the Flame. Yay! Oh, nice to see you both.
Nice to see you.
Oh, how are you today?
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, all right. It's the morning. No, not that the morning. It's 11 here. But it's my first coffee.
So that's morning.
Yeah, we had a great party last night with some friends. Went to bed at 2. So yeah, it's fun to just be relaxed.
That's easy.
Yeah. Where are you on this crazy planet right now?
Netherlands.
In the Netherlands, in The Hague.
Oh.
In this studio we build in my garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how did you make that? That's great.
Well, we had a guy making that with his team. But we have like this little house with a rehearsal room and a mixing room and
what?
Yeah.
This is the dream.
Yeah. That's a dream. Yeah.
It is a dream. Yep.
Is every teenager who started to play music dream about that and like you made it?
Yes, we're there.
Exactly.
It's like garage music, but like next level. Nice
yes.
updates.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's our own garage and there's no car in yeah. it. Just gear.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't smell gas, which could be disappointing. I'm joking.
Yeah.
So I think you live close together, like
yes.
in the same city.
Same city. We live 100 yards from each other.
Aww. Same block.
1 minute walk.
That's another yep. dream.
Yeah, it's really easy because now it's just with the studio, and when we're recording some demo songs, we just like I record drums here, and the guys record guitars at home, and then we can work on vocals.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we're like, oh, this is cool. This is not cool. Let's do this over. And then after 2 days, we're like, we should re-record this part. And then we go back. It's very easy.
Like, yeah. Or like,
what are you doing? Nothing. Okay. Let's record some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm coming over.
Or always like that.
Yeah.
Ray, you can call Sarah. Hey, I have an idea. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly like that. Let's try this out. Yeah, cool. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like 3 minutes
really
later.
Convenient because the other guys are living like a 2 hour drive or 4 or 5 hour train drive from our place. So it is convenient that we live nearby each other. Yeah.
Good. So, Ray, we met like you and I met, 10 years ago? 12 years ago?
In Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam, I was traveling with my ex, Marc-Antoine, and we were having fun. And you were already friend with him, huh?
Yeah, Sarah and I go back a long time. How old were we, Sarah?
No, I was 16. Like,
I'm talking about you and Marc-Antoine, Mark from Mute.
Oh,
you were already. This is one of my questions. About your friendship.
Mark, we first played with Mute in a small place called De Vlaat. It's in a place next to Den Haag. And it was a fun thing, actually, because the lineup was booked, Div Sustanov was playing.
Oh.
Straighten Things Out was playing, us, some local bands. And then I got an email from a friend. He said, hey, listen up, the band Mute from Canada, they're looking for a show. Can they play at this show? And I was like, I do not know the guys, but like, if a band looks for a show and you say they're good, I trust you. But the only thing is we only have like $50 left. He said, no problem, we'll take it. This will be the start of something good. And it was.
Yeah.
So one show can make a difference, because like, we've played so many shows with Mute. I talk to these guys a lot. We met you last time in Canada, met up with Mark and Swan again. And it's just so cool to have to like, from starting from one last minute show to becoming such good friends that over the years, that is really cool.
Yeah, and that night in Amsterdam was so much fun. We went to karaoke.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
that you was... and Manon were doing karaoke, and Mark and Antoine and I, we were like,
yeah,
I gotta do this. That's
because we wanted to try, like, we were not pot smoker at all, but we wanted, because at the time it wasn't legal yet in Canada. So did you buy us a little joint, or it was someone else in Amsterdam?
I have no idea. I was drunk.
But I think it might have been you.
I don't remember that.
Could have been him.
We asked someone, hey, can you buy us a very small and soft joint? Because we're not pot smokers, just because we're in Amsterdam, blah, blah, blah. And that was, I thought it was you maybe. But definitely.
I don't remember this part. I would remember, but I don't think I did.
No, it was during the day. Maybe it was another guy Mark knew at the time. I'll ask him. Yeah. We're still good friends. It's fun.
Yeah, because we came a little bit later, not during the day.
Yeah, you're like... right. Okay, so it was probably another friend. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But how did that one joint treat you? Like, was it okay?
So it was a very small joint, and we used it for 3 days. That, like, we were like the same two people on the it was really just for the fun. So the first 2 days I laughed a lot for no reasons, but the third days I bad tripped, and I've never smoked weed again after that. So for the listener, if you go back to the episode with Ephraim of Dead by Stereo, Voodoo Glow Skulls, I talk about this bad trip in details. So yeah, how the two of you met? That was my other question.
That's a fun story. You tell it.
Well, there are a lot of stories. Oh yeah, that was bizarre. Yeah. Well, actually, we knew each other before that. Look, I think I was like maybe 15 years old, and a friend of mine. He was a guitar player and he was a bass player. No, I was 14 years old by then. And he was a guitar player and a bass player. And he said, well, let's go to this venue tonight, Musicon. He said, my bass player's teacher is playing there with his band tonight. And he's the best bass player right now that like Young De Haeck.
A legend.
Lover. Yeah, he is a legend on the bass. Check out his band. His name is Majestic Groove Dudes, and let's go there. So we went to the venue, like one of the first times out, you know? No, that's actually not true. But watching live music. Yeah. No, yeah. And Ray was the drummer for Majestic Groove Dudes. But I, you know, I built up a friendship with the guitar player, Roach, and with the bass player as well. And I went to some rehearsals after school, going to these rehearsal room, you know, smoke some joints, build some toast, like from these croque monsieur, the toast, toasties. They were in the rehearsal room, and I was sitting next to it, and Ray told me, and he had just like this really big mohawk, like, yeah, well, you're toasty, the croque monsieur builder today. So that's a little bit how we've met.
Shall I tell you the actual story how we met?
There was the action.
What's your version, Ray? What's your
like
version?
Like how we got closer.
Oh.
I was 16 years old and we were at this opening party of a bazaar, like this old music venue. And there were some guys, they were, really annoying me, and like all the time, "Oh, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend?" And I was, "Yeah, I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. Stay away. Who's your boyfriend?" I was like, "Ah, this guy. He's my boyfriend."
So she asked me, like, "Can you act like you're my boyfriend?" I'm like, "Okay."
Oh my God, it's
come here.
And you know, it's still a thing now. Some guys still ask that as like if we would be interested if we didn't have a boyfriend. It's still happening.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like the
girls
only
sometimes
reason
do the same thing too, though.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism. Oh.
Yeah.
But then after that, he really became my boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know
For
that.
yeah. Yeah, we have a past.
Yeah.
Oh,
But
good.
yeah, that just didn't work.
It's a long time ago, you know. When I'm 42 now. I was what, 16, 17
Yeah,
back then,
I'm
you know.
40. I was 16 when I
Oh.
fell in love with you. So
Oh, that's a that almost a high school
that's 2,000
sweetheart.
light years ago.
Yes. And he's one of my very, very best friends. So it's all totally
Yeah.
cool and fine. And yeah,
Definitely. Yeah, of course. That's
we go way
great.
back.
That's a good story. And Sarah, what's your background with music? Because I know Ray already, but you are
Yeah.
it's I don't know you since a long time. So.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm totally new in the scene as well.
Oh.
Now, my background with music is I started singing as a little girl, and I think I was 18 years old, 18 or 19 years old when I started to sing in this cover band. And then I did 20 years of cover bands and
Oh.
all sorts of styles. Like at first I started with pop rock, and then I played for 10 years in a like 50s blues band, really authentic sounds and gear as well. That was really amazing to do. And I did some reggae bands, and for the last couple of years I've played in a heavy metal, 80s heavy metal and
Wow.
hard rock band.
You're so
Yeah, so it was
versatile.
all just covers, covers, covers. Yeah.
Ah, that's great because you have such a powerful voice. So I would be very happy to hear you singing like pop, like hits. Like we definitely should go to karaoke together, and I want to hear you sing like Christina Aguilera and like 80s rock.
I will do some Mariah Carey.
I would do some
The
Britney.
old Mariah.
I'm a Britney karaoke girl.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'll call Steve and ask him to book us again so we can do karaoke here.
Hell yeah. Oh, we should
No, I
have
love
done that
that.
when you came in Quebec like a few months ago. We definitely should. Why didn't we? I forgot why I
You had
didn't.
to work the next day. I
Ah,
don't know.
that's
You had to get
right.
home really early
That's right.
because you were being smart.
Because I think I
Like
had a.
Costanza? Yeah.
Yeah,
She was really being
I
smart.
think I had a
No, I have
meeting the
to work
next day.
tomorrow. I cannot stay up all night and drink with you guys.
Yeah, it was a
Yeah.
good one. Good decisions.
Oh,
But
I
yeah. We
forgot.
were like, "Come on, we're here now. Anyone can
Great.
take another come with us." You know, like I'm always that kind of guy.
Let's go to karaoke like back in 2011. No, yeah,
We can do more of that tonight. And yeah.
I'm old now. So, and Sarah, how was that to join the band as the new singer? Because you know sometimes it could be risky to change the singer. And also, Ray, what led you to take this decision? So, I would like to have both of your perspective about that for Drunk
Yeah,
Tank.
well, that was really funny because I was there from Drunk Tank's very first hour in 2003, and I was there at their very first gig as well. And I know all the guys, and some of the old Drunk Tank guys are really close friends of
Yeah.
mine as well. So I have always been like this appendix of Drunk Tank.
The entourage, close entourage.
Entourage, exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so my husband Fox, he was the bass player on Return of the Infamous Four in Drunk Tank. Well, he quit the band, and Tim did as well. And they had a new singer, but he unfortunately got problems with his tonsils, with his vocal cords. And well, they were looking for a substitute. And Ray asked me because Brock Rock was coming and Music on Punk Fest was coming. And he's like, "Okay, Sarah, you know the songs. Can you just do it? You know, just that weekend. Let's see how it goes. Or I made a joke as well, like some weeks before that. I was like, oh, I can always sing a little bit of you. You know, I can always do a gig with you.
Oh, they took you seriously.
Well, that's not a great. That's not a.
I'll take you up on that
idea. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. He did, you know, he came back with that questions, and I was like, yeah, and as long as you know, I will be just a substitute, I will just be going this, just these two concerts until you have a new one, until Ivo is back in the saddle again.
Yeah,
well, and
that's what we thought too.
And then we did Brock Rock,
wow.
My first gig with Drunk Tank. I'm like, you guys from Black Wagon, they were standing on stage. So I was like, you're nervous. Like, wow. Walking back and forth backstage and leave me alone.
Wow.
And yeah, and I cried when these guys came to Ray and said, okay, if you want to bring your band to the next level, just keep her. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like crying.
Oh, that's great.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and
so that gave me that gave me some confidence. Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
yeah, and, yeah. That was amazing, and and then there was this tour with Heathcliff in France
and
Spain.
I love them so much.
Heathcliff,
such a great
band. Yeah, yeah. We love them as well with all our hearts.
Mm.
And Bart. Like also a former singer of Drunk Tank, he did the five first shows in France, and I did the five shows in Spain,
mm-hmm.
and that was so much fun. And after that, we were like, "Okay, I'm not gonna be the substitute anymore. Let's do this.
Let's
make Drunk Tank a female front and back."
Hell yeah! and did you have to change the range, or you were okay with the original melodies and
That was okay. Oh. Yeah. I think we even lowered
it. we lowered it, but that was for different reasons. We were used to playing only like one or two shows in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And now we became a touring band. And then you'll notice that when you don't have enough sleep and stuff like that, it will also be hard for example, for me or for Dorian.
And after 30
sing
years
all these
old.
Backing vocals. And we're like, if we tune down like half a step, and then we're like, oh, it's so much easier. It was easier for her, easier for us. And we're like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
It works. It helps us a lot. So yeah. That was an easy choice.
Yeah.
I'm currently writing. I'm writing songs with my new band, and it's something that I keep in mind. Like, if I want to play this live, am I able to sing this? Because I think I'm good at studios recording. I think my vocal is great at studios, but live, I need practice. So I try to keep in mind, okay, I can do that studio, like in studio when I'm, like I practice and, but am I gonna, I can reach notes like in studios, but am I going to reach it like when I'm moving on the stage? So I try to keep this in mind. Yeah. It's something I wouldn't.
And are you going to reach these notes night after night? When you travel a lot and don't sleep
enough.
4 hours
sleep.
We have to
make
tests. Like, okay, I'm going to try this song and let's not sleep for 2 weeks. I'm going to recreate like touring conditions.
Let's see how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're in a songwriting stage now as well. And I'm always having that in mind as well. Can I do this on stage? Is it possible to do this live when I'm running around and...
Yeah,
and I've played five shows already.
You did you did amazing, Sarah. Like, perfect.
Thanks.
So good. But I was asking about the risk of changing the singer, because in the past we saw like Pennywise, it was like a scandal, and like other bands sometimes. So were you like...
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
Sarah is our 16th band member in 20 years.
Oh, I didn't
We
know.
Changed along the way.
Yeah.
That's also where our song Return of the Infamous Four is about. We changed along the way. We changed so many band members.
Mm-hmm.
Before Pim, who was the singer on Return on the Infamous Four and Return of the Infamous Four, we already had three different singers before that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are like, okay, we are used to changing band members. And then we had like, okay, we parted ways with Pim. And we're like, okay, we're going to do a new singer. And we had Ivo. And of yeah, well, like Sarah said, quite quickly, he had to, yeah, we had to pause with him. We were like, okay, so Bart joined, one of the older singers, and we were like, are we gonna take? We knew at one point that it would be was difficult for Ivo to come back, and we were like, okay, are we going to take singer number 8, you know, or 6 or 7, or are we going to stay with Sarah? And Dorian said, having Sarah on vocals is exactly what Drunk Tank needs. We need to change it. She brings something different to the band. It makes Drunk Tank more unique because we have like this skate punk metal vibe, and this metal like have like heavy metal influences. And she sings in a heavy metal cover band. And we were like, you know, we're connecting the dots. And I don't think there are, I cannot even name one band in our genre that plays skate punk heavy metal with a female singer. There are a lot of punk rock bands with female singers, but not playing this sort of style. And we were like, this is what we need to do. This will separate us
Oh
from
yeah.
now.
I'm thinking
And of
also
course, there are people that are still could be skeptical and think like, yeah, we liked it better with the old singer. Well, I don't give a shit.
yeah,
Sorry,
totally.
no, but
No.
let the bygones be the bygones. We are here now and we're moving forward, and this is the new Drunk Tank. And if you don't like it, put on the old record. But I would suggest come to a show and
Yeah.
check it out.
Oh, and you know what?
And
I was talking about Pennywise. I really loved the Zoli album. So I'm
me too. Yeah,
personally, I think
definitely.
it's just that singers take a lot of space in the song. That's how we recognize easily the
Yeah.
songs. But changing a guitarist or a drummer or any other member is also like a change. It's just that we notice a
Yeah.
little less. But
Well,
you know, so I agree.
you were talking to Ephraim from Death by Stereo and Foo the
Yeah.
Glove Skulls. I really love Foo the Glove Skulls. I have all their albums. I fucking love that band. But I think that at one point they had like 2 or 3 albums in a row, and I thought they were losing their grip. It wasn't all that cool anymore. And then I was like, okay, and Frank left and Ephraim joined in, and I was like, this is the new Foo the Glove Skulls. I love
I loved
this.
it.
I love
I
what
love it.
these
I
guys are
saw them
doing now.
live too. It was great. And you know what? If I remember correctly, Ephraim also got shitty messages about that. Also, Ignite changed the singer and it works. It's
Yeah, see?
great. So, yeah.
I sent Ephraim a message because he's, you know, Foo the Glove Skulls and Death by Stereo are an Epic merch store, so I'm in contact with him once in a while. And Ephraim, don't let people fucking tell you crap, because there's always people liking it and people don't liking it, but I fucking love what you are doing. This is the new Foo the Glove Skulls, and I really love it. I'm really happy that you stepped in, because if they would have done like 2 or 3 more albums with Frank, it would have been the same old, and it wasn't good anymore. And now their songwriting is better. I don't know, everything sounds better. So,
And when I talked to Eli from Ignite, he received, I
yeah.
think, I don't remember if it's Eli or Ephraim, maybe both. Because people are shitty sometimes and they just, so it might be both. But Eli said, I was so nervous the first time I was playing a show with Ignite because it's a band I really loved. And so it's the kind of question I love to
Yeah.
talk when
It's
this
hard.
happens.
Darko had the same thing when Tom
Oh,
West
yeah, that's
joined.
right.
And I was always, I liked Darko, but I couldn't really get into this because I do not like really like the screaming voice. And now they have Tom, and Tom can do everything. And I was like, and now
It's
I
really
really
good.
love the band. Like, also love the old songs. I'm like,
Yeah.
so to me, it can be for the better. Most of the times, actually, bands, when they change the singer, it becomes better. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so you recorded a song. I played it on the show. It's really good. And so how was the new writing process with you, Sarah, in the band? Did you participate to the writing?
Well, for like a big part, that song was already there. And we have Bart. He is the lyrics writer of the band. So Drunk Tank has this songwriting team community with old Drunk Tank members. So Pim wrote all the guitar parts for it. Yeah, the song is really Pim and Bart and Ray. But the things I changed are like some melodical parts, you know, how it could match my voice better than of more than what it did with Pim's voice, and because he sang it on the demos. So that's that was just my participation on the songwriting of Kindle the Flame.
Yes.
Yeah, but I love it. I love working on these kind of things, you know. I've always been this cover girl, always sang what other people wrote. And well, I have to say that made me the singer who I am today, you know.
Totally.
Because when you sing other person's songs, you step out, you have to step out of your comfort zone.
Oh, so
you
true.
Have to do things you're not used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always a little bit insecure about my own creativity, you know.
I relate.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, now in Drunk Tank with the songwriting and stuff, I can really practice that.
Yeah.
Do that, and it's fun. And yeah. When they're, yeah.
It's so
I'm
much
just loving
fun.
That. It's new to me, but I love it.
Yeah, same for me. I'm going to be 40 and I just started. No, that's not true. I wrote song when I was 19, but we didn't do a lot of shows. So it wasn't like, it was just a fun band. But now I'm just, I'm more serious. And it's really fun to write your own message, the message you want to share, and to just to decide how you're going to sing it. It's really fun. And at first I was like, oh my, because also I write in English and I don't speak English perfectly, as you might notice. But I'm like, I'm like, it's so much fun to say what I want to say. And I just now assume, I just realize that I'm not a poet. I'm not writing like beautiful poetry, but it's still my, what I really want to say. So I because at first I was like, I'm so bad at writing. And now I'm like, no, I'm writing what I'm writing. What I'm writing, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Gave me a little confidence to think that way.
And if you keep on writing, you will be better.
Yeah.
Like practice with everything in life.
Mm-hmm. And I have help with my great boys. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Totally.
It's a team effort.
Yeah.
It's a team effort, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I'm writing, I wrote some stuff as well, but I'm writing and I'm reading it back. I was like, oh, I'm such a whiner. Oh, man. It's so cliche. Or
well, me too.
There's always this critical voice. Oh, yeah. You recognize that?
I was like, I'm writing this, but what I think, it's way more deep than that. And I think I'm smarter than what I just wrote. Like, I'm sad. You suck.
Yeah.
But in my, I have so many more nuances in my head, you know?
Yes.
But yeah. And what's the story about this great song, Kindle the Flame?
I think that it was actually about a computer game.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's where it original came from. But like I told Bart, who wrote it, to me, it's about literally going through dark times and literally have something that you hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
I went through some dark times after my dad got a stroke and got paralyzed and when he died and everything. And drugs was taking over more and more of my life. Alcohol was taking more over more of my life. And at some point it was like, okay, the band wasn't doing well anymore. So I had nothing really going on anymore. Like, and at home things became bad. And then there was a point at the breakup at home and everybody was like, okay, either we lose him now or he's going to make a 180. And that's when I made a 180 and started working out. I asked Sarah for help. She's a sports teacher.
Yeah!
So she started helping me out. I started running and I got new band members in and we started working on the band again. And that really gave me purpose. And I was like, you know what? I've been doing this band for almost 20 years and the only thing I really wanted to do is tour the world. And now I'm going to get band members and we're going to do this.
Wow.
And that's helped me pull through. And to me, that is what Kindle the Flame is about. Keeping yourself, finding new purpose, having your friends, doing it together because your friends have your back. You need each other.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is where Kindle the Flame is about.
Wow. That's so great. I love that you, because I struggled too with some mental health problems recently, like ADHD and anxiety. And I love that you said that you started to work out and run before feeling better? Because for me, it's always the opposite. I always wait. I'm waiting like, I'm gonna wait to feel better before I eat better and work out, which is not
that's probably not working.
Yeah.
I tell you now, like, it's been going up and down with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some periods that I started running again, but then I still went to the bar, got pissed drunk, mm-hmm. got on drugs again.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh, fuck, here we go again. And then mm-hmm. it was a month that I was doing well or a bit well, you know, and then I fell back down. Now, like a month ago, it was going downhill. And then I like looked in the mirror and like, I looked at the whole year that what we're going to do with Drunk Tank. I looked at the past year. And I'm like, you wanted to tour the world. That's what you're going to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you fucking up? Mm. You should get into shape, quit drinking, quit smoking, quit drugs,
oh.
eat healthy, start running. And well, she's here on my side. And she's seen it like a little bit over a month. Clean and sober, quit smoking like 2 weeks
good
ago.
Job.
I'm within 1 month, I'm probably gonna run half a marathon on Monday.
What? Big hugs.
So I'm like really fucking running, stepping up because I want to perform at my best. I want to be the best guy and just step up and be the best bandmate that I can
be.
I want them that they can rely on me and everybody can rely on me.
I realize that music is real dopamine. You know,
yeah.
Compared to just, I don't know, scrolling Instagram or drinking alcohol or, you know, but music is a real dopamine rush. It's genuine.
Yep.
So we need to focus on this instead of other stuff that don't help us. Like,
yeah.
And waiting to feel better. Sorry, that's not going to happen.
I know.
Maybe a little bit. You got to work for that. You gotta work for that, girl.
I wish I had a Sarah with living at 100 yards of me who could just knock at my door and say, hey, Emily, now it's time to work out. Let's go. Come with me.
We can still do that.
I wish I had a Sarah.
I can call you because I know that's 5 p.m. my time is 11 a.m. at your time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Scott.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's here today.
You have Scott.
Yeah, but
Scott loves to drink.
No, but anyway, it has to start by myself. I don't have to rely on people. See my pattern right now? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, so I totally loved your collab with Chris for the Sublime cover, Gwen Stefani.
Thanks, I loved your collab too.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Killed it. So great.
Mm. Thanks.
Yeah, it's fun that
it was
you...
so fun doing that.
It's fun to.
Well, Chris had to be patient. He had to
wait for me.
Too. Oh, sorry, Chris.
Me too. It's same thing. Because you know what? I hate myself on video, so I could record in studio pretty quick. But I hate myself on video, so that's what I procrastinated for so long.
Yeah.
And then. Scott filmed me and I was like, I hate this. I'm going to look ugly. Pa, 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 pa. And like, definitely Chris heard that on the takes.
Yeah.
Because I really hate videos. I'm a radio and podcast girl. I'm not a video girl. I hate this.
No.
I'm just too self-conscious at some point, I think. But I think it doesn't show once the project is done. Like, we're good.
Yeah. There's a lot of signs that people don't like hearing their own voice, don't like seeing themselves on video.
Yeah.
But like,
it's stupid. We shouldn't. Like, I'm working on this too. Like, it's just like, let's have fun.
You sound good. You look good. Just have fun, you know?
Or just have fun.
But I recognize it. I always hate, like, I'm there that I don't really mind hearing myself back because mm-hmm. I learn a lot from it as well.
Yeah.
But now I have to get over the thing of seeing myself back, you know, on photos, on pictures and on videos. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Every time I see you, it's pictures. It's like,
geez. Yeah, you rock, girl. Yeah.
It's like, it's
why can't I be that's awesome? Why can't I be normal?
Like, what do you want to do? Like,
yeah.
Pointing at things together with Greg from Bad Religion. Sarah pointing at things.
Yes, Greg!
Ah, that's fun. So that was a great collab, and I'm happy to see you taking more space in the scene, because we're a great family, and it's fun to see you do other projects too. Because like we said, you're pretty not new, but yeah, it's pretty recent that we see you more in the scene.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, it was a big deal for me. You know, I have been in the scene, but just as someone who went to the shows, you know, and who listened to it at home.
Yeah. As an artist, I say. Yeah, as an artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been an artist in the scene. So that was a big thing. I'm like, oh, can I do that? Maybe people hate me. And if people will hate me, oh, shit, I will be so disappointed by the scene. Oh,
no.
But yeah.
People love you so much.
I love it.
I think we overthink way too much. I don't know if it's because we're women, although a lot of men also overthink.
I know a lot of guys who overthink. A lot of guys. Yes.
Oh, definitely. We need to stop that. It's one of my resolution for 2024. Like, just stop this. When you're 60, you would wish you would be just having fun right now. So stop that. Yeah, that's something I want to work
on. That. Mm.
So we met in September. You were touring here. What are your next tour? Because Ray, you said that the band is your kind of your priority. You want to tour more. Sarah is ready to tour the world too. So what's the next plans?
We're gonna do some shows in France now.
Oh,
January with Zombies Now. Yeah.
Then with Zombies Now. Then we go to Germany. For like 4 shows in February, and then we go on a 2-week tour in March with Beerbong from Italy, we're old friends, and with Smacked from Slovenia, and that will be fun. And we'll tour like in Germany, Austria, Slovenia, and to new countries, Croatia and Italy. We've never been there before.
Wow.
We're working on some more. We'll go back to France in April for 5 shows. I'm like, we're planning more tours, like
awesome stuff. Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
that we cannot tell yet.
Okay,
but like there will be at least one other overseas tour this year, and that will be amazing for us to go there.
Oh, so okay, so tell me when you can, and I'll share the information for the listener who want to go there. Yeah,
remember this when you see that announcement, just call me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited about that. That's intriguing. I'm intrigued. And Ray, what's up with the Epic Merch Store? Thank you so much, by the way, for the support. For
anytime, babe.
Sponsorship of the podcast and this great
Moody. We're moving a bit slow on Epic Merch Store now. Like, Epic Merch Store is an on-the-side thing for us. Mm-hmm. Some people think it is our full-time job, but it's not.
Yeah.
I have a full-time job. Then it's Drunk Tank. It's my second full-time job, actually, doing the Epic Merch Store, booking shows with Maris Base Bookings with Steve for their bands. Like, So you have to make choices. And now Drunk Tank is like,
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's my prime objective. Mm-hmm. And I'm also working out a lot, like running, and I wanted to go back to lifting weights and stuff. So like, Epic Merch Store is doing what it's doing, and we sometimes put on a new band, we sometimes put on new designs, but I think that's good for now.
Totally, I understand.
The other guys are back to their full-time jobs, and they play in a band too, and so we're like, you know, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great bands on it. We don't need all the other bands anymore to go
totally.
On
totally.
But of course, if we can add some like a really cool band that we like, then
sure,
I would love to have No Fun at All on it. Or Satanic Service, you know, like bands like that.
So you won't actively go curate a search for new bands, but it's still going, like people can still buy on the website.
There's still bands emailing us and asking me to join in, if they can join. I'm like, I do not have time for this anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm very sorry. It's just like... setting priorities, and Epic Merch Store is not a priority at the moment for none of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter because there are already like almost 300 bands on it.
Totally.
A lot of your favorite bands are on it anyway.
What I like is that, yes, you have bigger bands, but I love the medium famous bands because especially in the skate punk genre, you know, Human Project.
Exactly.
Yes.
Darko, what a lot of bands. And you can find a lot of those directly on the same website. So, and the concept of it's so convenient. It's so great. Yeah.
That's why we started the Epic Merch Tour, to bring those smaller bands, give them an opportunity. And then I was like, you know what? If I bring together all these skate punk bands, then it's a community, and just a fan can go to our website.
Yeah.
And instead of going to all these separate websites or separate bands, they can order everything in one place.
Yeah, and it's like, because...
And they save like a ton on shipping, and they can buy more stuff. And everybody's happy.
And you can just scroll the alphabetical list. And you're like, oh, that band. Oh, yeah, that band is so great. Because since it's like medium famous bands, you don't necessarily think automatically. But then you watch the list and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this one. Oh, this one. Oh, yeah, this one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, that's so cool. And do you have any other projects coming up besides like... touring and
more projects.
No, but I mean with Drunk Tank.
You're killing me here.
with Drunk Tank, like albums, music videos.
We're gonna record new songs, like probably 3 new songs in April.
Yay.
We have some ideas about releasing stuff, like maybe it would split 7 inches, one song of us, one song of another band, doing that like 4 of these 7 inches. We're thinking about that, talking about that, asking bands. First we were thinking about doing one split and put all the songs on it, and I was like, that's not so smart, we better might release singles because our new album will come out like in 2025, that's for sure. That's what we said, okay, we're gonna release a new album then. Mm-hmm. If we want these 4 songs on that, we shouldn't put them on like a split or an EP. Now we have to think about this, making a good battle plan. So we're writing, and we will be recording soon in between of all this touring.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, that was such a great conversation, my friends. Thank you so much.
It is. Thank you.
So what are you going to do? Because it's almost Saturday night for you. So what's your plans?
Yeah, it's 5:45 here.
Yeah.
And well, after we finish, I'm going to cook some dinner for Ray and for Jasper, Jay Money. He's in the rehearsal room playing a bit.
We're writing new songs today.
We're writing new songs today.
In the backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. I don't know. Yeah. Here there's a snowstorm. Another one?
Yeah. So what are the temperatures at your place?
Oh, it's yesterday when we came back home, it was so cold. Like the fell temperature was like -20 Celsius.
Yeah.
Now it's pretty mild. It's -5 Celsius.
Oh, that's good. -5 is okay.
That's
because
better.
When it's snowing, it's usually warmer. So because we're going to have 23 centimeters of snow today. And 3 days ago, we had like 50 centimeters. It was insane. And prior to that, we didn't have any snow yet. So we had a very no snow Christmas. We got snow very late this year. But
I heard about that. That's what Steven said too. Like, it's very mild this year. And then a week later, he says to me, like, it's going to be -50 here. I'm like, -50?
Oh, he's in Alberta, right?
Holy, that's Calgary, isn't it? Calgary. Yeah.
So in the prairies, western, like Manitoba, Alberta, Saskatchewan, they don't have a lot as much snow than in Quebec, but sometimes they have crazy extreme colds.
Yeah.
That's what they had recently.
Wow.
But here so we got like 70 centimeters of snow within 4 days. But nothing before. So I'm like, okay.
Man, if it would be -20 here, I wouldn't even go outside.
Nobody would. There wouldn't be no trains and no buses and no trailers. Like the whole infrastructure would be like totally shut down and everybody would be in panic.
Everybody
would go to stores and buy food and buy everything.
I all the toilet paper store has.
One of my favorite videos ever is news report in France, and like everyone is panicking because there's 5 centimeters of snow, and the journalist is like, okay, so we are in an alert mode, we have 5 centimeters of snows, and you see cars like, but it's at the same time I understand, because they don't have as much like snow truck, winter tires, so exactly. I totally get
not
it.
Not enough salt.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand totally. But like for us, we were like, yeah, right. Here we have 20 centimeters, and like most people still go to work. Some schools close.
Yeah. Thing is, like in the news a couple of days ago, it was in the news that upcoming week there will be snow, and everybody was warned here in Holland, and everybody was warned, like, stay inside, and there will be 20 centimeters of snow, and like whole like a disaster, you know, disaster situation. All the alarm bells are going
end of
off,
times,
and now it's maybe up north. We don't know where. Maybe it's not 20 centimeters of snow. So we'll see.
Yeah, but I get it at the same time. Like, but
if you don't hear from us in a week, like, send help.
Yeah.
Totally. Thank you, my friend. That was so much fun. So have fun writing songs, making dinner, and I can't wait to see you again eventually live, and hope we could maybe Sarah and I sing together eventually on some project. I don't know. I would love to sing with you.
I would love that. Mm. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So have fun and keep me posted about your project. Today is for the band Back Home. They have members in Venezuela and Brazil, but they are based officially in Brazil. They were formed in 2020. They are playing pop punk, but also they have some skate punk, melodic punk songs. They released an EP in November called Mikasa Sukasa. Let's listen to the opening song, Kaher. And by the way, check the video for this song. It's super good. Enjoy. Don't forget to give some love to the bands that I repunkmend. Go get some merch, some albums. Just go send them some follows and great kind words. They are working very hard, so any kind of support is probably very much appreciated from them. Cuando me desperté, no pude levantarme. Con los ojos abiertos y las piernas inertes. Social media. This is so helpful for real. You can also give me some money on Patreon or some one-time donations. Check the show notes. Thank you to Iodine and Epic Merch Store for the sponsor. Thank you so much to my Patreons. You mean the world to me. As usual, thank you to Scott Hallquist for the edit and the co-producing. Thank you to Caroline Morin for the visual. Next week, we'll have an update about the Punk Rock Museum because I'll have two guests, Shana and Emily. They will talk about their exhibits. It's so interesting. You're gonna love them. Don't miss this, but until then, punk your life. See you next week.